BCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at bcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And welcome to Crosstalk here on this pre-Thanksgiving day. So glad you could join us today as we focus in on the topic of giving thanks. Psalm 92 verse 1 says, "It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High." And that's what we're going to do on today's Crosstalk program, to give you the opportunity to call and give God thanks. In essence, finishing the phrase, "Today I'm thanking God for." Now, we'll be opening lines in just a few moments so that you can prepare your thoughts in that very aspect. But I'd like to draw your attention to some to a newsletter that was put out by the Love Worth Finding Ministry. It's their November-December 2019 newsletter. The ministry that was headed by Adrian Rogers. Dr. Rogers went home to be with the Lord, though, in 2005. But we praise the Lord that his ministry continues to impact lives for Christ. And in their November-December 2019 newsletter, they featured a writing from yesteryear from Adrian Rogers that I thought was very appropriate to share with you today. It begins by quoting Ephesians 5:20, and I'm looking directly at their article here. "Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Imagine that all of us would agree that this commandment to thank God at all times for all things is perhaps the hardest in all of the Bible to practice, but it is the secret to a happy and productive life. When should we be thankful? He said, "I want you to notice several things about the passage of Scripture. First, I want you to notice when we should be thankful. We are to always give thanks." If Paul had said sometimes, that wouldn't be so hard, but he's clearly said always. Now, we're coming to Thanksgiving Day, but you and I both know that one day is not enough. Psalm 68:19 says, "Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits." Every day you get a fresh load. You should never pray without thanking God. Why should God give you anything else if you don't thank him for what he's already given you? Many of us need to pull out some of the groans and shove in some hallelujahs into our prayers. If you don't already, begin putting some thank yous in your prayers, Adrian Rogers says. He continues on, "And what should we be thankful for? For all things. Thank God for your faith, for your friends, for your food, for the water you drink. You may ask, do I have to thank God for dirty dishes?" He said, well, a lot of people would like to have some dirty dishes. That would mean that they had something to eat, but also just be thankful for your fortune, the things that God has given you and done for you. In church, a family heard of a couple giving a significant love offering in memory of their son who had died on the battlefield. On the way home, the wife asked her husband, "Why don't we give an offering of an equal amount for our son?" He said, "Why? Our son wasn't killed." She replied, "Don't you think that's a good enough reason for us to give an offering?" But how? How is it possible to thank God always for all things? Beginning in verse 18, Paul says it's possible because of three things. First of all, we're to give thanks in the Spirit. He says, "And be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit." You see, to be Spirit-filled is to be thankful. If you're not thankful, you're not Spirit-filled. In contrast, there is no way that you can be Spirit-filled and be unthankful. The mark of a Spirit-filled life is gratefulness. So give thanks in the Spirit. And verse 20 says, "To give thanks unto God and the Father." James 1:17 says, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning." Don't think negatively about God. God is good. He is your Father. So in the Spirit and unto the Father and through the Son, verse 20 also says, "To give thanks in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." You thank God in the name or with the authority of Christ. You don't have to understand that God is doing what he is doing. Even if you don't understand it, you can just say, "In the name of Jesus, I thank you." Make it your daily habit, as I do, to lift your heart to God in praise as you get out of bed each morning. Just say, "Lord God, I love you and I praise you." What a great way to start your day and to live your life. And then in closing, Adrian Rogers had I'm guessing he had preached this and or had written it down, but he said, in closing, I want to think about something. There are basically four levels of life. The first is represented by people who are constantly complaining and grumbling. They brighten up a room just by leaving it. The second includes people who just live lives of ingratitude. They don't complain, but they never thank God for his obvious blessings. That's a little bit better, but not much. Third, there are people who thank God for obvious blessings. When something good happens, they're grateful. That's the better level. But let me tell you what the highest level is. It is to be grateful for all things at all times. Now, folks, he says, when you get into that place, then you have learned the secret of joy. Adrian Rogers writing, and as they published it in the Love Worth Finding newsletter, November-December of 2019, and many, many good things, or things to think about from that verse of Ephesians 5:20 and our attitude of gratitude before the Lord. As we began our program today, we reminded you of Psalm 92:1. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. And that's the purpose of our program today. We're casting aside all the issues, the cares, the concerns of the day. Many heavy hearts this week through tragedies that have impacted us as a nation. But today we're going to turn our hearts and our thoughts heavenward to give God thanks. And so we encourage you to call today and just finish this phrase. Today I'm thanking God for. Thanking God. And that's what the purpose of the program is today. Our number is 1-800-733-9829. That's 1-800-733-9829. And we do encourage you to call. Normally, a program like this, the lines will fill up. But, friends, the conversations are usually short as far as comments on the air, which means there will be many opportunities for you to call in and simply to express your thanks to God today, here even as we anticipate Thanksgiving Day just ahead. So it's your opportunity to call it. Let me give you the number again. I see all the lines are packed, but write it down. And when the lines are busy, just call back here in just a moment after you hear individuals hang up on the program Crosstalk. Again, that's 800-733-9829. Giving God thanks. And let's begin with David in Kenosha, Wisconsin. You're thanking God for?
For peace, justice, and the church awakening in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you, David. Noli in Franklin, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm thankful for, I have a lot of things I'm thankful for, but here's just some to name a few. First of all, I'm thankful that God, Jesus, died on the cross for us, and we can come to him with our sins and everything that's heavy on our hearts, and he'll hear us, and he hears our prayers. I'm thankful for that, and also for his love for us and his forgiveness. And also how he's blessed me with a wonderful mama who loves the Lord and loves me and my siblings, and just for the wonderful family he's blessed me with.
Amen. God bless you, Noel. Thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
And we've got Jim next in Georgia. You're on the air.
Hey, Jim. Yes, I'd like to give God the thanks for saving my soul, number one, and my family. I just, they're incredible, and I got married on July 31st, and we're worshiping God together, and we just love the Lord.
Amen. Congratulations, newlyweds.
Thank you. God bless you. Thanks for your cross talk.
Mm-hmm. We appreciate your listening. Bye-bye now, Jim. Let's go to Gail next in Mindoro, Wisconsin. You're on the air, Gail.
Hi. I'm thankful for my newest daughter, Michaela Joy, who, after three tough years of foster care and crying out to God saying, I can't do it anymore, he sent us this beautiful little girl that we can take care of.
Amen. Thank you, Gail.
Thank you.
Let's go to Cindy in Port Charlotte, Florida. You're on the air.
Hi. I'd like to give thanks for everything that the Lord gives for us every day. I thank him every single day.
Hmm. Amen. Thank you for calling here
Amen.
Today.
Thank you. Thank you for your program.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye now. Giving God thanks, our topic today on Crosstalk. Joyce in Canton, South Dakota, you're thanking the Lord for?
I'm thanking for my sister Diane, who takes care of my 98-year-old mom, who can barely do anything. She takes care of her so unselfishly, gives of her time and attention, and considers it her God-given opportunity to do so.
Praise God. Thank you, Joyce. Dale is next in Lubbock, Texas. And what are you thankful for? Hello, Dale. Okay, we're going to put Dale on hold. We'll try and come back to you, or call back here. Arlene in Quincy, Illinois. I'm thanking God for
Jesus.
All summed up in one word. God bless you. Thank you for calling. Deborah in Zanesville, Ohio. What are you thankful for?
I just thank God for life, the right to live. Jim,
yeah.
Thank God.
Amen. Every breath we take. Thank you, Deborah. And again, our number, 800-733-9829. Let's go to Toledo in Lubbock, Texas. You're on the air.
Thank you. Thank you for answering the phone. Thank you, Lord. I just thank you for the radio station. It's been a blessing and to a lonely person and information, and you're on top of everything. Thank you, and I thank you for a peaceful year that we've had. Thank you.
Thank you, Toledo, thank and you. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Let's go to Sharon next in Georgia. You're on the air.
Yes, I'm thankful most of all for freedom that we have right now. Thankful to you all for God sending his son to cleanse us from our sins with his blood. Thank you. Thank
Amen.
You.
Thank you for the call. Let's go to Lee in Milwaukee. You're on the air.
Hi. I'm Lee in Milwaukee, and I just want to really thank the Lord for all his blessings, and I especially want to thank him that he gave me such a good Christian mom that despite a lot of adversity in her life, she always stood by her Christian principles and brought me, my brother, and sister up in the Lord and always took us to church. And it's like the Bible says, you know, teach a child the way that they should go and they will never depart from it. And I'm 64 years old now. My mom passed away 8 years ago. But I still remember all the, you know, the moments when she would read the Bible to us and read us Bible stories at bedtime. So I just want to thank the Lord that he gave me such a good mom.
Amen. God bless you, Lee. Thank you for your call today. Tanya is next in Pinot, Kentucky. You're on the air.
Yes, I am thankful for God's mighty strength.
Amen. Thank you. We've got Pete calling from Ventura, California. You're on the air, Pete.
Yeah, Matt, so I just want to thank Jesus Christ for everything he's done in my life, tremendous work throughout my whole life, especially for my mom who led me to Jesus in 1981. So I'm just praising him today, and I thank him for all he's done, and thanks for letting me express that. Man.
Amen. God bless you, Pete. Thank you for calling. Let's go to Sandusky, Ohio. And Dawn, you're on the air.
Yes, good afternoon. I want to thank the Lord for the cross and the blood of Jesus today that redeems all of us, and a wonderful parents that train their children up in the way that they should go. Yeah. Thank you for your program. Thanks. God bless you, and happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, thank you, and happy Thanksgiving to you, too. We're going to just pause here because we're just seconds away from the break, and I don't want to have it interrupt you in the midst of your thoughts here today. But we're inviting you to call. Write down the phone number. They're staying busy, but as you can see, we're going through the lines very quickly here today. The number is 1-800-733-9829. Psalm 118, verse 1 says, "O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever." Giving thanks here in 2021. Back in a minute. You're listening to Crosstalk.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, popular creation speaker and author with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, now some people say that they don't believe in God because they can't see him. Is this a legitimate argument?
No, I don't think it is, Chris. Now, it does take faith to believe in God, but we see all sorts of evidence of him. We see the results of what he has done. We see many truths in the Bible verified by science and history, and thus have a good reason to have faith in the rest. Chris, it amuses me to see so many people believing in aliens. We've never seen an alien. We've searched the heavens with fine detail and can find no clue that anything is out there. But they'll believe in aliens before they believe in God. Life is so complex that it must have been created. And that's the Back to Genesis truth.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Visit our web store at icr.org/store and use the promo code FACT at the checkout when ordering your That's a Fact DVD.
Giving Thanks 2021, our topic here today on Crosstalk. Yes, the issues are cast aside. Today we're giving God thanks. I saw a quote here from Harry Ironside, who said this: "We would worry less if we praised more. Thanksgiving is the enemy of discontent and dissatisfaction." Good thought there from Harry Ironside. Let's go to Sandusky, Ohio, and we have Patricia calling in. Hi, Patricia. You're on the air.
Hi. I want to first thank you for your show because you're spreading truth, and we need that real bad. The one thing I really appreciate the most, my salvation. My family comes second. My Lord's protection. I love that. And my health. And I'm so glad that we're young.
Amen. God bless you, Patricia. Have a blessed Thanksgiving.
And you too. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. Let's go to Rose next in Waukesha, Wisconsin. You're on the air, Rose.
Oh, happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Likewise to you.
Thank you. So I'm calling in because I am grateful and thankful for everything that God has done in my life and for the people, family, and friends he's provided for me and for the cross at Calvary. Just everything.
Amen. Thank you, Rose, for your call. Karen is next in Pennsylvania. You're on the air, Karen.
Yes, hi. Yes, I'm thankful for the scripture, and especially for Ephesians 2:4, where it says, "But God, who is rich in his mercy, for his great love with he loved us." Because if my salvation was up to me, then I know I'd fall short along with everyone else. So I'm just grateful for his love and for his word, even though we don't deserve it. And just thankful for your program, which I continue to pray for.
Great. Thank you. God bless you, Karen.
You too.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Lat in Colby, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Yeah, Jim, I'm thankful for one, your ministry, VCY, and I'm thankful that my aunt and my mother, before they passed away, heard a message from Unshackled through your program, and they gave their life to the Lord, and they're now saved, and they're in heaven, and I'll see them someday in heaven.
Praise God. What a joy. God bless you, Lat. Thank you for calling.
God bless you, Jim.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Again, today here on Crosstalk, giving you the opportunity, in essence, to finish the phrase, "Today I'm thanking God for." Let's go next to Fred in Milwaukee. You're thanking God for?
Romans chapter 8, verses 28, 29, and 30, which is predestination, that's true, and Ephesians 2, 8, and 9, which is the faith, that's true, and our salvation in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 to 4, the gospel. Paul's gospel, the fifth gospel, not found in Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Fred. Let's go to Karen in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Hi. I'm thankful for being able to take my mom out of lockdown at her care facility a year and a half ago. She has severe Alzheimer's, and I'm thankful now for being able to be the one who kisses her goodnight every night and helps her dress every morning. Thank you, God.
God bless you, Karen. Thank you for being a loving caregiver. Let's go to Emory in Tucson, Arizona. You're on the air.
Howdy. I thank God for being God because I often think of the alternative. If Satan had been the creator of us, what kind of a life and a future would we be looking forward to? So I appreciate the fact that God is who he is.
Amen. Thank you so much. Let's go to Don next in Rogers, Minnesota. You're on the air.
Hey, Jim. What a refreshing topic. Thank you so much. I am thankful, of course, for Jesus Christ, but also I'm so very thankful for my wife. We've been married 10 years. I'm a quadriplegic, paralyzed from the shoulders down, and I tell you, she is an angel on loan from God, most certainly. And so I'm so grateful for my wife, Mary.
God bless you, Don. Thank you for your call, and have a happy Thanksgiving.
Likewise. Thank you.
Howard in Niagara, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm thankful for the many blessings that the Lord has given me, but I'm especially thankful for VCY America for bringing J. Vernon McGee, Adrian Rogers, Charles Stanley, and many other great pastors into my home every day.
Thank you for your call, Howard. Let's go to Don next, Pensacola, Florida. Thanking God for
the King James Bible in my own tongue. I have the Word of God. It's perfect, without error, in the various forms that I have it. The My Eye Bible that you guys sell there, and the Holman Plastic Bible, and that's all King James. And
okay, thank you, Don. Duane in California, I'm thanking God for.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, Duane. You're on the air.
Oh, yeah. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to all. And I'm calling to say that I'm just thankful for the Lord, our God, for his salvation plan. And that it's by his grace, mercy, love, and long-suffering with us that I was able to come in and be just partaking of the salvation that's in Jesus Christ. I have eternal life, and that others too may partake of this blessing that the Lord has graciously given to us. So I'm thankful that even now, even today, is extended from the foundation of the time to even now and beyond, that anyone who can be saved, they come to the Lord Jesus sincerely and humbly, acknowledging that he did save us.
Amen.
On the cross.
Amen. Thank you, Duane. Appreciate your call today. Let's go to Jim in Ohio. And what are you thankful for today, Jim?
My salvation is mercy and grace. He's so kind to me. Amen. I just thank him so much.
Amen. Thank you for the call. William in East Troy, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Brother Jim, I'm thankful for you and the staff at VCY America. I'm thankful that the Lord's blessed me with an awesome wife and five wonderful children. I'm thankful for the fact that the Lord redeemed me from a wicked lifestyle. I'm thankful for the fact that the pilgrims came here and brought God's word, and that I'm thankful that God's word never changes and it has the power to redeem today just like it did 2,000 years ago. God
Amen.
Bless.
Amen. God bless you, William. Colleen in Venice, Florida, and you're thankful for?
Hi. I'm just calling to say I'm thankful for all of the amazing ways that God uses all of the awful things that happen to us and that happen in this world, and even this past year with all of this, oh, just so many things going on, that he manages to bring good out of that. Yeah. And I just see a whole lot of people that are looking to God again, and a whole lot of people that are thinking about, is there really a God up there? So it's wonderful that he uses everything for our good.
You know, it reminds me of Joseph with his brothers, who Joseph talked to them and said that you intended this, you know, for evil unto me, but God meant it for good. And great. Thank
Absolutely.
You so much.
Thanks. Thank you.
Thanks for the
Thanks
call.
Thanks for being there.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye now. Natalie in Wisconsin, and you're thanking God for. Hello, Natalie. You're on the air. Natalie, one more time.
I'm thankful for music.
Very good. Thank you. Travis in Tennessee, thanking God for.
I'm thankful for his word, his son, and his love. Because if we didn't have that, we wouldn't have nothing.
Yeah, that's so true. Thank you. Let's go to another caller from Tennessee. This one from Livingston, Tennessee. Brenda, you're on the air.
I'm thankful to God for the gift of his son.
Amen. Thank you for your call. Tom in Port Wing, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Jim, and happy Thanksgiving.
Likewise.
I wanted to say, in a country that is sometimes referred to as the breadbasket of the world, we should never forget that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
Mm, amen. Thank you, Tom. Let's go to Kevin in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. You're on the air, Kevin.
Yes, I'm thankful that God is providing me. Excuse me. I'm thankful that God is providing for my needs in tough times.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Sherry in Milwaukee, Hi, yeah. You're on the air.
Hi. I just wanted to thank the Lord for your radio station, WBCY, and that we live in America where we still have freedoms that we can even have broadcasts like what you give on WBCY. And I just want to thank Lord for salvation. And I hope everybody has a happy Thanksgiving.
God bless you, Sherry. Thank you for the call.
Bye-bye.
And let's go to John next in South Milwaukee. You're on the air.
Good afternoon.
First off, I got a long list, but I'm going to make it real quick. My dad met my mom. My mom, you will go to church. I'm so grateful for that. Number two, I kind of fell away. My sister said, if you can't give God 1 hour a week for all you have in life, she was dying of cancer at the time. I have been faithful to her words ever since. Hmm. My dad, rest his soul, he had dementia later on in life, and I took care of him as good as I could. While I was with the Lord. And Jim, I can only say thank you for your mission. I don't know why you are where you are in life, but there is a reason you are here, and there is a reason for your mission. Please stay strong.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Amen. God bless you, John. Thank you for your call. Folks, just a reminder, as you call, to have your radios turned down. We do operate with delay here on the program, and certainly you'll get confused by hearing the sometimes different chatter in the background than what is going out over the air. Let's go to Melissa next in Wisconsin. You're on the air, Melissa.
Hi, I'm just thankful for the rest I have in the salvation God gives us through his son, Jesus Christ. Amos, what are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for what God has done in our world and that. Bye.
Hi, thank you for the call today. Aspen is calling next. You're on the air, Aspen. Hello, Aspen. Okay, let's go to Arnold in Phoenix, Arizona. You're on the air, Arnold.
Hello, sir.
Hi there.
I'd like to give thanks to my father, who's now deceased, for being the strong man that he was. And I'd like to thank all those fathers out there who are in their role that God has assigned them to be in. Although the world is against you, you are the foundation of everything. And I'd like to thank my father and all the fathers out there.
Thank you, Arnold. Bo is next in Venice, Florida. You're thanking God for.
I just want to praise God and thank him for my wife, Holly Andrews. We just got married this year, and she's a God-fearing woman, and she's pregnant with our first child named Aaliyah. And I just want to thank her for bringing up the scripture of Jeremiah, that I knew you before you were in your mother's womb.
Yeah.
And I also want to praise God for all the people that are staying in faith in these troubled times right now, that we're coming together, and there's a revival taking place in America. And happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Bo. Same to you as well. Let's go to Tim in Mitchell, South Dakota. Thanking God for.
I'm thanking God for the life he helped me choose 28 years ago. I was in a car accident. I've been in a wheelchair, and she stood by me all the way. I thank God for her.
Amen. Thank you, Tim. Let's go to Mike in Zanesville, Ohio. Thanking God for.
I thank God for your station there, for everything. It changed my life, and I thank God for the Lord and Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Thank you, Mike, for your call. We're up against a break, but friends, right now every line is open, so it's a good time for a break. We'd encourage you to fill the lines up once again. Every few seconds while we're live, that line is opening up, so give us a call at 800-733-9829. Today, giving God thanks on Crosstalk, and we will be back in just 1 minute.
One of the prevalent conflicts in society is the battle over gender and marriage. We are flooded with stories pertaining to drag queen story hours, the restroom debates, gender reassignment surgeries, pronoun identification, biological males on female athletic teams, and so much more. These issues are not only confronting schools and businesses, but they have also encroached inside the church. Many are left wondering how to deal with these matters. The book, The Marriage and Gender War, addresses these issues head-on by using the absolute standard for morality as found in God's Word, and is edited by Bodie Hodge and Ken Ham. The book is designed to equip students, parents, Christian leaders, and others to uphold the truths of Scripture on these critical issues. The Gender and Marriage War is available for a donation of $16 by calling VCY at 1-800-729-9829.
This is Crosstalk on VCY America. We're giving thanks today on the program, putting the cares, the concerns of our day aside to just give thanks to God, even as we look forward to a day of National Thanksgiving that is set aside tomorrow. And we are so thankful to our God for even having these tools available to help communicate the good news of the gospel and to talk about the issues and matters certainly of concern to our day. I like what it says in Psalm 136, kind of a progression here. Verse 1, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Verse 2, O give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Verse 3, O give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. And verse 26, O give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever. We're going back to the phone lines. As soon as you hear somebody hang up, that's your opportunity to call and fill on that line, as we're inviting Crosstalk listeners today to give thanks to God. Our next caller is from Litchfield Park, Arizona. It's George. Hi, George. What are you thankful for?
I thank the Lord for giving us another day, and we always need to remember he is the beginning and he's the end.
Yeah.
And read the scripture of John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have an everlasting life.
Amen.
And when he come, we'll meet him again.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, George. Let's go to Otis next in Kentucky. You're on the air, Otis.
Yes, I'd like to thank God for just giving me the opportunity to have a good family and just to know that the Lord loves me and I ain't got to worry about it when it's my time to go.
Hmm. God bless
you. Thank you very much.
Amen. Thank you. Let's go to Alpha in Thornville, Ohio. You're on the air.
Yes, I'm thankful for God and all his goodness, for VCY and all their ministries, and the ChristianWorkingWoman.org and their Tuesday night Bible studies on the Internet, since I'm unable to get out to go to one.
Great. Thank you,
Thank you for being there, VCY. Mm,
thanks for calling today. Susan is next in Burlington, thanking the Lord for.
We thank the Lord sincerely every day that he allowed my cancer and my husband's cancer to reoccur, because we have learned so much about trusting the Lord, trusting our brothers and sisters in Christ, and we have never felt more joyful and more blessed.
Hmm.
Thank you so much.
God bless you, Susan. Joy in adversity. Let's go to Patricia in Tennessee. What do you think, thanking the Lord for, Patricia?
Yes, thank you. I'm thankful for having parents that set a really good example for me. Also in my mom for raising me in the ways of the Lord. And I just wanted to say I'm also thankful for all the blessings that my Heavenly Father has given me. And despite everything that's happening to this nation, I'm really thankful that God has and is still blessing America.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Patricia. Cheryl in Sturtevant, you're on the air.
Hi, good afternoon, Jim. Thanks again for allowing us to come and share our thanks. And again, I want to, along with the other listeners, thank the Lord for our salvation, for your station, and also for loving parents that raised me with the Lord. And again, as a woman of worship, sharing in worship capacities throughout our state, I'm just grateful for the opportunities God has given all of us to be a light for the Lord in our country today. And also, let's continue to lift up those precious families in Waukesha with the traumatizing situation that happened. God bless you all. May you all have a wonderful Thanksgiving. And thanks again for the opportunity to share.
You're welcome. Thank you, Cheryl. And friends, I just want to make mention, next couple of days we're going to have some best ofs for Crosstalk. Tomorrow we're going to be re-airing a rally that we had some years ago with William Federer on the real story behind Thanksgiving. And if you'd like to know the real history of Thanksgiving, not what you find in school textbooks today, we'd encourage you to tune in to tomorrow's program, as Bill Federer will be relaying that as he spoke at a VCY rally. We've got Tom calling next from Wisconsin. Hi, Tom. You're on the air.
Hey, Jim. Thank you very much for the VCY ministry and every ministry that's part of your radio broadcast. Colossians chapter 3, my life memory verse, with thanks in all things, and family and Sheila. Thank you very much, Jim, for all you do. God bless your Thanksgiving.
Thank you, and yours as well, Tom.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Let's go to Bill in Shawnee, Wisconsin next. Hi, Bill. You're on the air.
Thank you. I just like to
praise the Lord for two gentlemen back in 1976. One was John, the other one was Larry Anderson. They live in, they gave me a Gideon testimony, and I came to the Lord at that time, and I became a Gideon. So praise the Lord for those two gentlemen. John up in he was at Section 8 Baptist Church, and then Larry was Pentecostal down in Green Bay somewhere. So praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. They shared the word of God. Praise the Lord. Judy in Hartford, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Judy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thanking God for my children and my godchildren and my grandchildren. And I'm thanking God that even though my parents didn't know Jesus when I was younger, there were people who led me to Jesus as I got into my 20s. Hmm. Thank you so much.
Thanks for the call today. Don in Englewood, Florida, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Don with Englewood, Florida. And I just want to thank God for this job that I have and a wonderful family that's very supportive.
Hmm.
And we can get through anything with Jesus Christ right now.
Hmm. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Don. We've got Randy next in Wisconsin. You're on the air, Randy.
Yes, I thank God for faith, forgiveness, family, freedom, and a God-loving, God-fearing leader of our country. Happy Thanksgiving.
Randy, thank you for sharing your thoughts today. Carl in Lake Delton, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Yeah, I want to thank God for getting both my parents to heaven. My Holy Spirit of God led me to lead my mom to the Lord, and I prayed for my dad for 37 years. Hmm. And 5 days before he died, Lord used me to lead him to the Lord.
Amen.
I also want to thank him for healing my cancer and made it disappear. And for those people out there that are praying for loved ones, I prayed for 37 years, so don't give up the faith.
Yeah, amen. Thank you. Teresa in Kentucky, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm thankful for my healing. I haven't got to testify yet because I just got proof today that my test came out just fine. Everything was all right. But when the preacher preached the message 5 weeks ago, and I felt this special feeling in the air that I better run to that altar and get there first. And they prayed for me, and I just knew I walked away healed. And I had a problem with throwing up and severe diarrhea. I'm sorry to say that, but it was terrible. Couldn't get out anywhere. Couldn't go out to eat anywhere. And now, for 5 weeks, I have eat anything I wanted and was fine. Didn't throw up and perfectly fine. My results come back today. They didn't find nothing on the test that they run, and I knew I was healed when I went for it. But I wanted.
Well, praise God! Praise God for His healing and for your testimony of that. Thank you, Teresa. Paul in Santa Fe, New Mexico. You're on the air.
Hi, I just want to give thanks to VCY America, Crosstalk, and all the different people who participate in the radio station. We're thankful for the good news and all the information. Mm-hmm. And I'm thankful for my friend Lynn. And so many things to be thankful for in my life, especially Jesus Christ. And I guess that's it for now.
Great. God bless you, Paul. Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye now. And if you missed our number, it is 1-800-733-9829. That's 1-800-733-9829. Betty is calling from Sheboygan, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Hi. I just like to say that the list is way too long to mention, but I also have to mention we're thankful for you and your program, and most of all, Mike Lindell.
Thank you, Betty, for your call. We've got Noah in Gilbert, Arizona. You're on the air.
Hi, I'm just thankful for VCY America, Unshackled, and Jesus, and Adrian Rogers.
Amen. And how old are you, Noah?
8 years old.
Tremendous. Thanks for listening today.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Thankful
bye.
For bye-bye to you as well. Great. Let's go to Will in New Mexico, thanking God for...
I am thanking God, being Native American, for those indigenous people who were helped the pilgrims not only to survive but to thrive, so that we are living in a great nation today. And I just thank the Lord that he is in control.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you.
And I also want to thank the Lord for the missionaries who came to witness, to tell us the gospel, the good news.
Amen.
Because if it weren't for them, I would not be saved.
Wow.
So I just want to thank all the missionaries throughout the world for giving their lives to Christ. And God bless you. I really appreciate your program, and I want to wish all the Christians in America a happy Thanksgiving.
Great. And same to you. Thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye now. Bye. We've got Roger next in Milwaukee, thanking God for.
Okay, thank you much. I'm thankful for who I am, where I am, with God. So, well, who I am, where I am with God.
Okay.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you for the call. Colleen in Menominee Falls, you're on the air.
Hi. Happy Thanksgiving.
Likewise.
I'm calling to thank the Lord for for listening to the prayers of the brothers and sisters in Christ of all nationalities that have prayed for the division, both because of Kenosha and Waukesha. I see a great deal of peace, actually. And those pastors had all got together down in Kenosha, and as you've had the luncheons and all, just all the people who are praying, and God listened and gave us way more peace than we should have with all these agitators, especially in most of the media.
Thank you, Colleen, for
Thank
your call.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye. Amy in Winchester, Kentucky, you're on the air.
Yes, I want to thank God that we can trust him. We can trust his word. In this day of so much deception, he is a sure foundation, and
Amen.
We can trust it every time.
Amen.
And we owe him everything.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your program.
Thank you, Amy.
Bye.
Bye. Let's go to Connie in Olney, Illinois. You're on the air.
Yes, I would like to thank God for having Brandon House and Jim Snyder for opening our eyes and ears about the world. Also, your crew. Also, our U.S. military, past and present. And I want to wish you both a happy Thanksgiving. Hmm.
God bless you, too. Thank you, Connie, for the call. We're going to Smitty in Kenosha, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Hey, Jim. Happy Thanksgiving.
Likewise.
I just wanted to give you a big thank you for the last 25 years, and what an awesome resource WBCY, both radio and television, have meant to me in my life.
Hmm.
All the awesome teaching programs that have helped me grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior.
Amen. God bless you, Smitty. Thank you for the call. We're going to pause right now for a break and come back to more of your comments here for, yes, even the final segment of Crosstalk today. I think of 1 Corinthians 15, verse 57, that says, "But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Folks, we're not living in despair and defeat. We've got victory through Christ. Back in a minute, you're listening to Crosstalk.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. Our website is worldviewreport.com. On November 11th, I had the privilege of producing and moderating a town hall meeting, four of them, in fact, four one-hour town hall meetings with a live studio audience. My guests were four retired FBI agents. One of them, Terry Turchie, is the former Deputy Assistant Director of the Counterterrorism Division of the FBI. All of these men have distinguished careers and covered some of the biggest cases in American history, such as the Unabomber, the bombing of the USS Cole, and the Archer Midland Daniels Corporation case, just to name a few. These men are warning about the Marxist takeover of the Department of Justice and how now that Marxist Department of Justice is taking over the FBI. It is a stark warning, and it's been picked up by very patriotic, pro-police law enforcement agencies. You can watch all hours at WVWTV.com.
This is Crosstalk here on VCY America on this pre-Thanksgiving Day program, the day before. And again, Lord willing, tomorrow we'll be airing a message by William J. Federer on the real story of Thanksgiving. There was a man by the name of Harry Ward Beecher. He was an American Congregationalist clergyman, lived in the 1800s, who said, "The unthankful heart discovers no mercies, but the thankful heart will find in every hour some heavenly blessings." Interesting thought there. Let's go back to the phone lines here today on Crosstalk. And again, if you'd like to participate in the program, all the lines are filled at this very moment. But as soon as you hear somebody hang up, that will be your opportunity to call. And today, just hearts full of praise to God, expressing thanks to Him and giving you the opportunity. You can write down our number at 1-800-733-9829. We begin in Ashtabula, Ohio. We have Mary calling. And Mary, what are you thankful for today?
I keep this little poem by my sink, kitchen sink. Thank you, God, for dirty dishes. They have a tale to tell. While other folks go hungry, we're eating very well. With home and health and happiness, we shouldn't want to fuss. For by this stack of evidence, God's very good to us.
Very good. Great reminder. Thank you, Mary.
Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye-bye. Elizabeth in Tennessee, thanking the Lord for you. You're on the air.
Yes, I thank God. He's my God. I thank Him for His precious Son, Jesus, who saved my never-dying soul from hell. I thank Him for my home in heaven. God bless and thank you.
Thank you. We have, is it Nels in Boulder, Wisconsin? You're on the air.
Well, thank you for your station. Thank you, Lord God, for making us and loving us. Change our hearts and help us to trust in You and Your ways. Keep our mind on loving You. Strengthen us, direct us, life for You through and through. We need thoughts and actions that please and glorify. Our lives are for You, only You lift us high. Lord God Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen, make us new and holy birth. Help me and this family glorify You through selfless living with these lives that You make anew. Thank You again for Your station, and thank You for this country. Thank You, Lord God Almighty, for everything.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Nels. Brian in Clarksburg, West Virginia, you're on the air.
Yeah, I just want to give thanks to the Lord for giving me the faith to trust in Him. When my job was on the line, I refused a vaccine and put in a religious exemption, and it was approved. And I also want to give thanks to Him for what I know He will do in my life. For I got 19 years in the military, and I have 9 months to retirement, and I am facing dishonorable discharge. Mm. And I know He will be with me and all those that are standing up against this and have religious exemptions in from this unconstitutional mandate.
Yeah. Thank you, Brian,
Just
for your
praise
call.
The Lord and thank Him.
Amen. Irene is next. Silver Bay, Minnesota. You're on the air.
Hi. I'm thankful to God for family and VCY. We grew up with Vicki Liason, and I thank VCY for airing his nighttime program of Music Till Dawn.
Yeah. Amen. Thank you, Irene. And let's go to Tom next in Fort Scott, Kansas. You're on the air, Tom.
Yes, Jim. I just want to praise God for all the prayers that VCY folks gave for me and all my church family was praying for me when I got hurt. And I want to praise God for all my church family.
Amen.
For being my brothers and sisters. And for you guys coming in into business, into existence 60 years ago. So God knew all this stuff was going to go on. That's why you got a place for Mike Lindell and you got a place for Brandon House to get truth out. And I just praise God for that.
Amen. God bless you, Tom. Happy Thanksgiving.
Have a Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Lynn is next in New Mexico. You're on the air.
Hello. Hi there.
Hi.
Hello?
You're on the air. Lynn, turn your radio down, please.
Okay. Hold on a second, please.
Okay. And, yeah, always have to have the radio down so you can listen to us over the phone here. Okay.
Oh, God.
Okay. I'm going to put you on hold. We'll come back to you. You get that radio turned all the way down, please. James in Mesa, Arizona, you're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to thank God the Father. And I'd like to thank God, the Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, who is God, the Jewish Messiah, and I would like to thank God the Holy Spirit. And I'd like to thank Jesus, God the Son, for sending God the Holy Spirit to be indwelling in all his believers, believers of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ.
Great. Thank you, James. We're going to get back to Lynn. Lynn, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi there. Yeah. I'd like to give thanks to VCY for keeping us informed. I'd like to thank David Icke for opening everybody's eyes and being such a renegade. And I'd like to give thanks to everything in the world that's unseen that's helping us right now, and to Paul and for me.
Okay. Thank you for your call here today. We've got Clayton next in Houston. You're on the air.
Oh, thanks. I'm thankful for the inspired word of God.
Amen. Much to be thankful for. Let's go to Gloria in McAllen, Texas. You're on the air.
Yeah, I'd like to say thank you to the Lord for my salvation, and thank you for your show. It's been wonderful to our lives. Thank you.
Well, you're so welcome, and thank you for listening. Tyler is calling from Wausau, Wisconsin. You're on the air, Tyler.
Hi. I would just like to say thanks for, I think, scientists that helped to invent the vaccine for COVID. I think we all should be grateful for that. I also thank President Biden. I mean, I think it's great that so many people have, you know, kind of come around and finally seen the light.
Okay. Thank you, Tyler, for expressing your thoughts here today, and you're certainly welcome to those. Victoria in Hammond, Louisiana, you're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to thank the Lord for salvation, first of all, and for preserving us through Hurricane Ida during and afterwards.
Amen. Amen.
And also for a godly husband.
Great. Thank you, Victoria. And our final call will squeeze in Maxine in Conneaut, Ohio. You're on the air.
Thank you. I would like to thank God for my family and my friends and my church. I also would like to thank God for the former President Trump, who showed us that if people are not wanting riches for themselves, that this we can get this country out of the debt.
Thank you so much. I'm sorry I have to cut you off there. We're completely out of time. But friends, we want to wish you all a very blessed and happy Thanksgiving. As Paul wrote, we give thanks to God always for you, making mention of you in our prayers. Happy Thanksgiving.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the Internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.